Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much. You're going to get to stay with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is on smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, The Third Ingredient. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard, author of What's the Rush, author of Little Wave, Old Swale, co-author of all of the Whale Done books. 20, 30 of those, Jim? How many Whale Done books?
You're always blowing up the numbers.
Well, they're awesome, folks, and there's several of them, so check those out. Wherever you find books, great books, just look for Jim Ballard, and whatever Jim Ballard's name is on, you're going to want to buy two, because when you read the first one, you're going to want to give one away. Hey, Jim, we're talking about being intuitive. We're talking about intuition. We're talking about the fact that everybody is capable of intuition. And you're saying that we can grow our intuition. We can develop it, flex it, leverage it. What do you think?
That's it. The reason we all have it is that we all have bodies. Built into our spine and brain are centers that you contact in yoga meditation. And this is the way that my friend Yogananda, he's my teacher, says, solve all your problems through meditation. Attune yourself to the active inner guidance. The divine voice has the answer to every dilemma of life. That's what his guru said to him. It's in the Autobiography of a Yogi, which is that famous book that's still around that a lot of us read in college, you know. And so what these teachers are saying is that we have, this is the statement before the break, sitting right within us in our spine and brain an infallible way of finding solutions. If we could get past our restless minds, that's what keeps us from accessing this information.
Right. That's the thing small business owners have the biggest challenge for. And I talked about this a little bit in the last segment. I'm going to say it again. Folks, you don't realize how much noise is inside of you when you operate your business. It's understandable. It's natural. In some ways, it's the right thing to do because you're caught up in your business. You're trying to do a good job. You got 29. It's harder to be the CEO of a small business than it is to be the CEO of Exxon. And you got all these things going on that you have to deal with. But you don't realize that you're never going to get to an intuition state of mind if you aren't able to quiet those things. And one of the things that I do, I don't follow yogi. I probably should, but I will tell you my little thing is the 23rd Psalm. And Jim, I know you would agree with me on this. The 23rd Psalm, if I want to settle myself down and get quiet, and this is how you realize how much noise is going on inside of you, say the 23rd Psalm real slow. Very, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's slow, Jim.
Beautiful.
And if you do it by the time you get to the end of it, you'll realize how much noise isn't there anymore.
Absolutely. And then surely goodness and mercy will follow you.
That's exactly right.
But
my point is, that's when you'll find the ability to be a little to feel more intuition. Don't you agree?
I do, Jim. Before we quit, I want to say that there are many forms of meditation, but yoga meditation is the one that helps us develop our intuition. And Yogananda's Self-Realization Fellowship, or SRF, is a good place to start. There are simple step-by-step instructions given. So for anyone who's interested, The website to visit is www.yogananda-srf.org.
Okay. All right.
www.yogananda-srf.org. I wanted to get that in there because that's a wonderful organization, and all of the instruction, all of the resources for learning how to do this kind of calming ourselves and developing our intuition, you'll find there.
Well, folks, I encourage you, whatever it takes, Jim, to get the noise settled down. Now, folks, you don't have to worry about the noise coming back. That will take care of itself. But getting yourself quiet and peaceful and being able to sort out all of the noise. And one of the things that I love is the term, Nate Silver wrote a book called The Signal of the Noise. This is the thing that I think we have to deal with. How do we separate the signal from the noise? And I think trying to get to a place where you can have some intuition will help you with that. Jim, last thoughts.
Yeah. Intuition is, the possibilities of it are endless and they lie within us.
Yeah.
All we have to do is change our notion about not trusting it and begin to calm ourselves and train ourselves.
Well said, Jim. Hey, Jim Bowder, thank you for being here. Folks, please check out all the books that Jim writes, has written. You'll be glad you did. Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
I will.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, the awesome Jim Ballard. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.